This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the wonderful world of the Captain's America Third Watch here. And by the way, it is a Friday morning, if you hadn't guessed that already. And we want to let you know that we are broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, from Studio E to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out to our great military that are serving our country, keeping us free and safe, along with our veterans and our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe out there tonight. Now, you can also give a shout-out, and we do all the time, to those people that are out there helping to keep America rolling along, namely the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center drivers delivering the mail to the bulk mailers centers and then moving it along over to the post offices. And then, of course, you've got the great group of people, the suicide jockeys, taking the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people are Amazon drivers as well. And let's not forget either that you can go over and find us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch. That's our Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on Trump Social, or Truth Social, which is actually Trump's website, social media website. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word. Now, you can find us on the web by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Simply the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com finds you and puts you right on our website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now from California IA, we have one and only, the one and only, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
There they are on the porch. They're on the porch. It's a beautiful night here. But they're going to go in anyway. It's a beautiful night here. It's currently, let's see, what is it now? Still 68 degrees and clear skies.
That's amazing. That's great. Yeah, we're holding steady here at a 54 degrees.
And what's your weather look like for the weekend?
Well, actually, we're hoping to see a little bit of the sun, Captain. Everybody's ready for that. We've got the forecast for some sunshine up through Monday, maybe rain coming back to California early next week.
All righty. Are you ready to see the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words that are in there, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. And we need more people to understand that. Maybe we'd have a better world around us. What do you think?
I agree, absolutely.
All right, well,
I'm going to mention this just simply because it's still in the news. TikTok, the CEO, went to D.C. yesterday and got drilled in front of a congressional committee, and I do mean drilled. And even the Democrats that were on the committee weren't buying what this guy was selling.
I think that's really key, Captain. That's exactly what the state of affairs was, and I think that's actually a very, very good thing because it needs to be a bipartisan issue. The idea of what TikTok represents, what it can do, any kind of harm or any kind of infiltration it can do, and certainly to give somehow any kind of aid to the Chinese government when it comes to the personal lives and other aspects of American lives or American citizens. This is a big deal.
Well, I think the Biden administration is telling TikTok if they want to continue to do business in the United States, they need to tell their Chinese benefactors they need to sell the company to somebody other than the Chinese government.
Well, that would certainly be a good start. I think it's the tie back, of course, to the Chinese Communist government that is the most worrisome factor. And this is why TikTok has been banned in many government environments, certainly military environments. And it's all for a good reason. And it looks like it's fun and all this kind of thing. And nobody's begrudging people to have fun. But if it's especially in the climate in which we're in now, Captain, with what's happening with China, buddying up now with Russia, maybe going to try to go take Taiwan here sooner than later, it's significant.
Yeah, and again, nobody that I saw, because I watched some of that hearing yesterday, nobody that I saw was buying anything the TikTok CEO was selling them.
No, it was contentious at times, but it seemed to be going in the direction where the lawmakers seem to be, for lack of a better word, you know, fairly united in their concern.
And they need to be.
Well, of course, and this is the kind of thing, I'm so glad that we're talking about this, because this is exactly what we need to see more of. It's got to stop being just one side versus the other side on any issue, always be argumentative, but we have to find that common ground that protects our country, absolutely.
Right. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang on. And, folks, we will be right back with more right after these messages from your stations all around the network. We appreciate you very much for tuning in and listening to us. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and you know, the other day I was out somewhere with Jeff, and we were talking to some people and introduced them, and they said, oh, you're the You Found It guy. So that's Jeff's trademark right now, You Found It. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've been taking for more than 10 years for two simple reasons. It works. It is a product that will help you get out of pain or help you control the pain that you're in because of whatever the problems are you got that got you there to begin with. Now, it's all natural, so there's no drugs in it at all. And what helps you get out of the pain that you're in, or certainly dull it down, is the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, which goes right straight to the source of the pain, which is important. Now, it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95 on the three-week quick start. Gets it all started, gets it going for you. And I would suggest that you give it a try and see what happens. The website is ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, one more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Give it a try and see what it'll do for you, because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
That's ReliefFactor.com/captain, $19.95. All right, Mr. Kyle, we've got some breaking news about 10 minutes ago or so. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. During the break, we saw that some news was coming across the AP and it basically says that China threatens consequences or has threatened serious consequences on Friday after the U.S. Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row in a move Beijing claimed was a violation of its sovereignty and security. We understand, Captain, that these islands are evidently occupied by China, but they're claimed also by Taiwan and Vietnam, and the U.S. is sailing past them in what they call their freedom of navigation operation. So it's this is an interesting development because, of course, as tensions continue to rise, not only because of the Ukraine war, China's involvement now with Russia, you know, things could escalate.
Would that be like China sailing a ship, a warship, between Bermuda and the United States and doing it a couple times in a circle?
Could be.
Is that the same thing?
Well, of course, they warn these ships off, and I think they've done this several times in the past. But it is interesting now that they're now coming up and threatening what they call serious consequences. And certainly, Captain, I think China feels emboldened these days to be able to say things like that, given the circumstances.
Well, it's because we got a wimp for a leader.
Well, they continually test Biden. That's for sure, and certainly the big dog and pony show with Putin in Moscow just recently, I think exacerbates this whole thing, and China feeling pretty puffed up, I think, thinking that they're the new big global player. They're going to try to get peace in Ukraine. They're going to have a peace deal. This kind of thing. I believe they think that they're going to usurp that position that typically held by the United States.
Well, yeah, because Biden didn't come back smelling like a rose.
Well, no, not at all. And there's no end in sight for the Ukraine war, and certainly what kind of material or other support China may be giving to Russia or might give to Russia is going to be an incredibly important part of what the next steps look like.
Okay. Well, we'll have to keep our eyes open and keep watching. There's an OBGYN report that Parents Magazine has deleted the anti-abortion info that was in it.
Well, there was an article, evidently, that quoted a particular OBGYN doctor. His name is Greg Marchand, I believe that's how it's pronounced. But he's saying that his comments to the magazine for their article were deleted some 48 hours after its publication because, according to him, it basically did not line up with the pro-abortion, the pro-choice, as it were, idea. And so basically it centers around the idea of having in case there's complications with the mother that the doctors may opt to terminate a pregnancy at that time in order to save the life of the mother. So there was some disinformation that he's talking about trying to gin up and sort of scare not just expectant mothers but also doctors perhaps, believing that they can't make medical decisions or do medical procedures for fear that something else will happen to them. So he's saying that his comments were deleted and that only because they didn't seem to line up with the pro-choice ideas.
Now, we heard yesterday that the Pentagon has warned Congress against any further cuts in their budget, because of the fact that we were sitting on the precipice of war in the world.
Well, that's right. All we got to do is look out our window, and we see, we were just talking about China and the South China Sea. China continues to build up its military, especially its navy, and at the same time, we seem to be having trouble making sure that our forces stay strong or are replaced or modernized, this kind of thing, and that if the hostilities were to break out, we could find ourselves in a very, very bad position. It would be terrible to have something like that happen. Not to say the United States and the Allies couldn't mobilize, that's for sure. But obviously you don't want to ever give the impression that somehow it might work if the other side tries something.
Now, the world governing body is voting to exclude trans women athletes from sports That's got a brouhaha going amongst the transgender women. But, you know, if they want a league of their own, that's fine. But you're not going to compete with the girls or the guys if you're not a girl or a guy to begin with.
Well, I mean, this goes again to the, you know, what was the whole thing during the pandemic, and that was follow the science. It does seem that it flies in the face of science to believe that you could have some kind of equal footing or equal playing field if you have a different, if you have somebody who's transitioned or what have you, only because there are these differences between men and women, it's a very touchy subject. There's just no doubt about it. But how many women athletes train their whole lives and then are somehow deprived of the ability to excel or to win the first place or this kind of thing or the medal because somebody else has a different kind of advantage that's over and above competing with other women?
Well, they may not be giving them medals anymore. They may be giving them participation awards.
Right, right. Well, and again, it's just it's hard to find, as I said, sort of that whatever that equal playing field might be in the Olympics or this kind of thing. And again, as I know, it's a politically touchy subject, but I think that's actually baked into this, Captain. I think the whole point is to make it so terrible to even talk about this subject, to even bring up the idea that there are men and women, such that you can be accused of being anti-whatever in a political sense, as opposed to talking about things from a biological sense. And that's when I was growing up, I thought we were supposed to learn science, revere science, and do science.
It's kind of what I thought.
Right. And again, it's not, and I think it's important to point out too, that it's not about somebody wants to do something and change their body or change how they identify or this kind of thing. That is up to them. It's a free country and it's you're an adult person. But again, it's something else to then impose something on other people, especially when you have a clear advantage. That's far and above what would be reasonable.
Now, a recent publication by J.P. Morgan talking about the most vulnerable banks, they've lost $1 trillion in deposits in the last year. $1 trillion, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and when all this stuff starts going around, this is why I think that the economic gurus, but certainly in the federal government, they're all kind of in free fall as to what's happening here.
Speaking of free fall, you hang in there. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back for the bottom of the hour. Let your stations identify themselves, pay some of their bills. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm the captain. I'll be back with Kyle Warren.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA
USA News Update. The CEO of TikTok got grilled Thursday before Congress. Ohio Representative Bob Latta questioned TikTok CEO Shou Chu on keeping teenagers safe on TikTok.
Why did you have to wait till now to make that following commitment now and not having done it before when this 10-year-old lost her life?
Congressman, I'm reiterating the commitment.
During testimony before House panel, Chu discussed the company's efforts to move all U.S. data to domestic servers and said China has never asked for that data. They have no case. That's what former President Trump said on his social media site Truth Social about the probe Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is pursuing against him. It involves Trump and alleged money paid to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. Trump himself announced on social media last weekend that he expected to be placed under arrest this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And don't forget that, ladies, they have female podiatrists on duty there. So you get the ladies taking care of the ladies if that's what you want. And a lot of people seem to prefer that. And that's good. But Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, check them out. You'll be glad you did. All righty, let's go back to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is indeed, isn't it?
Yes, indeedy. Well, if you're a Ford stock owner, or maybe the Ford family that owns Ford Motors, Ford forecast yesterday a $3 billion loss on their electric vehicle cars that they're selling. A $3 billion loss. How long can you run that that gamut?
Well, that's right. And say it isn't so, Joe. We thought the electric car was the savior of all things automobile here. But all that being aside, yes, Ford is still losing the billions of dollars, Captain, on these electric vehicles, and it's very, very interesting, of course, because you would think that that it would have been essentially the savior, but according to Ford CFO, he said that they said that Ford, that investors rather, should look at Ford and the EV aspect now of their business as a startup within the company, and they think it's going to keep losing money until at least 2026.
Wow. I mean, wow. That's hard to believe.
Well, and it's, especially right now, Captain, I think the electric car manufacturers or the electric car models, aren't they slashing their prices on many of these things?
Because
they're having some real trouble. Even if you look at the car market overall, there's going to be all kinds of trouble, I think. And some people, if not already, may find themselves upside down or underwater in how much they owe on their vehicle versus how much it would be worth. At this point,
well, used cars were going up in value fairly consistently for a while. Now they've settled off a little bit to where they're not moving up as rapidly. Certain models might be, but not all of them. And that's a good thing because that's got to level off for to stand a chance of not being totally inflationary. But it is getting very difficult to find a vehicle because of all the constraints put up against it.
Well, sure, and not the least of which, of course, are the interest rates. If you want to go in and finance a new or used car, it might be the real difference of being able to actually do something like that, or you might have to come up with a larger down payment, and right now that might not be very easy for most people to do. I think a lot of people are looking at it and saying to themselves, unless I absolutely have to buy a car, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm going to hold on to my money because a lot of people think, Captain, they don't know what the next shoe is going to drop.
Yeah, it might be your shoe.
Right, and you might need some new shoes because you might be walking everywhere if you can't find a car.
Well, if you're listening to the energy secretary, the former governor of Michigan, boy, what a dilt she is. It could take years to refill our oil reserves. Well, that's only because they don't really wanna.
Well, of course not. And Joe Biden was evacuating the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in the sort of showboat attempt to say, look, we're putting oil out there. We're these high gas prices. We can't contend with these. So we're going to start bringing oil out of the SPR. Well, of course, there's a drop in the bucket, basically. And I'm so glad you mentioned about taking so long to refill, Captain. You know, and it'll be a lot more expensive to refill them. We won't be refilling them at the prices in which they were filled up. So even just recently, to a great degree. So it's going to take a long time. But there is one possible solution, isn't there? And that is start drill, baby, drill, and maybe you could fill it up with that, as opposed to trying to find it on the foreign market.
Well, that's kind of what they did before because we had so much oil and it was so cheap.
Right, exactly. And I might interject as well that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is a major component to our national security. You know, some events in the world could move very quickly, and that oil that we would have stockpiled there would be an immense help, especially for the American military, if something had to be done.
And I was just reminded that the Energy Secretary's name, former governor of Michigan, was Grantham.
Grantham, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's no love lost there between her and others.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. I think that energy is a real sore spot
for the Biden administration. They truly believe that they, you know, that they're going to somehow radically transform everything. Even when it comes, and why not? Why not have mission-specific energy sources? There's nothing wrong with clean energy. There's nothing wrong with having a windmill here or there, as long as it doesn't kill the whales. And that's a huge thing that really needs to be investigated, by the way. Why not have mission-specific things? But what they want to do is they want to tear down the lifeblood and the absolute foundation of American society and of civilization to begin with, and say, it's all going to be fine. You're all fine. We're just going to have electric cars, and everybody's it's all going to be electrified. By the way, you can't have a gas stove either, because we say so, and on it goes.
Well, can't have a gas stove because they say so is not good enough for me.
No, and again, it's all about infrastructure, and you know, even here in California, Captain, if they ban gas stoves, for example, in new construction, we can't all turn our air conditioners on when it gets hot. You know, now we're supposed to charge our electric cars and cook and do everything else with electricity when there's not enough electricity. It's almost comical.
Hmm. Yeah, it would be comical in that respect, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. Well, you know, back in the day, I use that phraseology, back in the day, if you needed more energy, you'd build more plants. I mean, you'd find a way to get more energy because the idea was always to progress and not to ration and not to make it harder for people to have a good life. It seems like a lot of these advocates, they're actually advocating things that actually make people's lives worse. But they couch it in saying, we're saving the planet. And then you can't argue with that, because then you're just anti-planet or something.
Yeah, and I can't argue with you about any of that, because I think that they're going way overboard on most of this stuff.
Well, sure, it's about control. It always will be. I don't really believe that it's altruistic. I think there's some true believers. There's no doubt about that. And everybody, and I'm a big advocate to say that we should be good stewards of our environment, of our world, right? That's what we should be doing. But when people use it to clump you over the head with it, to say you have to do as I do, or we'll denounce you and you'll be an outcast and et cetera, that's a different form of government than what we have.
Mm. Now, the other thing is, when you think about everything that's transpiring here in the day, in the world, in the planet in which we live, and you take a long look around here, we've got the jobless claims rates again that are down. They edged even lower, and it surprised a bunch of people. There's just, I don't know what it is. Are people retiring again? Is that what this is?
Well, it could also be that the idea is that, you know, some people are starting to stop looking for work again. That is a possibility. But certainly what we see happening is going to be significant in the economy. That's going to affect unemployment.
Okay. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more, Kyle, of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll be adieu when we come back, and I'm going to grab Kathy over here. Kathy's going to take us to break, so Madam Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-96.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is Brooks and Dunn with a little follow-up to the last hour's song, and that's called the Honky Tonk Stomp. Kyle, that's another one I really like.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. That's got a great sound to it and never gets old.
And I know exactly where they made that video, right there along I-40 in Amarillo.
Yeah, they got all those cars sort of sticking up out of the ground and everything. Yeah.
Yep, and that's exactly what it looks like. I mean, that's something when you know where they made these different videos and whatnot. I probably went by it when they were doing it, or, you know, was in the area, because it takes quite a bit of time to do that sort of stuff. I don't think they did that all at one time, but then again, what do I know? All right. Well, I'm looking at the weather, and I'm looking at a little bit of an update. And last hour we were talking about in the Midwest some flooding and some severe thunderstorms and all that. It's still there, still in the same area, and there's a lot of rain going on and a lot of thunderstorms and a lot of possible severe storms in the mix for tonight. So, Kyle, take it away. I see you got weather out by you.
We sure do, Captain. We're going to start up in Montana this hour. We do have winter storm warning. This is going to be in the area of Bozeman over towards Billings, heading south down into northern Wyoming, and also around west Yellowstone over into Idaho, of course. And this is going to be a little bit north of Dubois. But right now on the weather, on the radar map, rather, pardon me, we do have some snow. This is going to be west of Pocatello down near American Falls along I-84, Burley as well, reading snow right now. Boise, Idaho, mix of snow to the north and south of Boise, and also to the northeast, and also to the southwest of Boise. So it's all in that area if you're coming down I-84 at this hour. The snow that we had in northern Utah right now seems to be off to the west of Logan and Ogden and Salt Lake City, but we still have a lot of rain concentrated all around St. George. That's in southern Utah along Interstate 15. We do have some snow up in northern Nevada. This is right now north of I-80 as you come out of Reno. But we do have snow and mix of rain and snow all around Winnemucca at this hour. Donner Pass is reading overcast right now. It's 28 degrees, but you're definitely going to encounter some snow as you come across I-80. This is going to be near Gold Run on I-80 coming out of Reno. So do be careful out there.
All right, well, we got to go down to Midland, Texas, and start out there, because that's where our rain starts and our weather starts and our severe weather. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all the way up through there, bringing us up on an angle towards central Oklahoma, and then that brings us up on another angle, which takes us over towards Tulsa and Texarkana, and we go into Louisiana on that same angle with a severe threat of flooding, as well as severe thunderstorms scattered all through that area, raining very hard for the first 100 miles in Missouri, and the Ozarks right there, the upper part of the Ozarks in northern Arkansas, you are definitely going to see some flooding tonight, so be careful. There's a flash flood advisory for that whole area through there. So you got to be careful and be on your P's and Q's. And if you see water and you don't know how deep it is, don't drive into it. It doesn't take much to float a car down the river, does it, Kyle?
Not at all. Just a few inches of water.
Yep, about 6 inches of water and you're gone. Okay, now that rain will continue on an angle all across I-44 up into St. Louis, and then it crosses over into the bottom part of Indiana, the bottom part of Ohio. It's over into the northwest corner of West Virginia, southwest corner of Pennsylvania. We do have some weather along Lake Ontario tonight and Lake Erie, and it looks like as if we got to see the lake effect snow squall warning starting in again up there. How about that?
Wow, yes.
Yep, and I see it, and there it is, and be careful. And, of course, let's not forget either that up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have some snow flurries in the mix there, as well as in the southeastern corner of Wisconsin.
That's right.
Now, there is quite a bit of fog, dense fog, along I-10 tonight, starting up around Big Bend and taking us all the way west, and then it jumps a little bit till you get over into Louisiana. You got it around New Orleans. You got it across the lower part of Louisiana over towards Beaumont, Texas. Then you pick it up again on and off spotty all the way down to the Mexican border with Texas right there. So there you go. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, first of all.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the Pilot and Flying J?
Yes, you can find out more about the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers by going to PilotFlyingJ.com.
And we look forward to talking to you again, and we'll see you tonight on the weekend edition.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget, Kyle is with us six nights a week, and we appreciate everything that he does for us. And I know we've been getting a lot of really good emails and messages and whatnot about the way the contributors that we have present their facts. So there you go. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is now with us. So I'm going to go right over there. All right. I haven't talked about this until now because I've been waiting for you to come along. I've been waiting to get more information. But apparently we had an Iranian drone loaded up, and it attacked one of our facilities in Syria, one of our defense fortifications there, and killed one of our contractors, wounded another one, civilian contractors, and also wounded four GIs.
That's correct. Now, what is particularly disturbing here on this one is Iranian drones in Syria. That's number one. Two, that knew about our location. But even more disturbing is that it had to go all the way to the Secretary of Defense and to the White House to get approval to launch this retaliation drone strike that we did. So now we have a bureaucratic chain of command to deal with something like this, which is really outrageous.
Well, yeah, you should be able to. You should be able to defend yourself instantaneously.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Now, the other question is too: is how is it that Iran is one operating a drone operation in Syria and knew about it?
Yep. Here we go again. All right, hold that thought. We'll be back, folks.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.